Hi, everyone. I'm Rupali, and this is Matrix Moments People First. In today's episode, we have with me Amit Lakhotia, founder and CEO of ParkPlus.
So at ParkPlus, what we are solving for is issues around car ownership. Car is the second most expensive asset which an individual in India buys in his lifetime. So all the hassles that come in reduces the delight around owning the car. And sometimes you start feeling whether you should even own a car or not. ParkPlus aim is to bring that delight back to car ownership.
Even I think during COVID, Amit, you guys did a lot of vaccination drives and all, and people would come to office, I remember.
In Gurgaon, we vaccinated close to about 30,000 people in like when nobody was even ready to get out of their homes. So like probably for the first time I saw seen in Gurgaon that people are happy to wait in their car for 4 hours in a line and without cribbing kind of a thing.
True.
Like for example, we had first wave, we have second wave, we have third wave, we have funding winter. We have heard enough companies, enough startups firing like 20% of the team, 50% of their team, 70% of the team. There have been no firing wave happening in ParkPlus.
Hi everyone. I'm Rupali and this is Matrix Moments People First, a conversational series where we invite remarkable founders, entrepreneurs and leaders who have built amazingly successful businesses by building great teams around them. In today's episode, we have with me Amit Lakhotia, founder and CEO of ParkPlus. Amit has the most stellar logos on his resume. I think the most amazing operating experience, ex-Paytm, ex-Make My Trip, and Tokopedia. Ex-entrepreneur, and then eventually, currently, he's building ParkPlus. Amit, thank you so much for doing this, and welcome to Matrix Moments People First.
Thank you. Thank you, Rupali, for inviting me here.
No, I think this has been pleasure, Amit. I remember I was new to Matrix. I started working with you 2 months after I had joined Matrix. So technically, you're one of the first senior operator turned entrepreneur that I started working. So I think immense learning. I've grown, learning from you. While I had the luck to have seen your journey from day zero and even before, I think since the time it used to be called Park Wheels, right, to now what you've built. But for our listeners' reference, Amit would love to know the scale at which ParkPlus is operating today from a size perspective and what is the team focused at building?
So at ParkPlus, what we are solving for is issues around car ownership. See, car is the second most expensive asset which an individual in India buys in his lifetime. And it is an aspirational asset. Like we all start our journey with the two-wheeler, then move to a hatchback, then the sedan comes in, then a SUV comes in, then the second car comes in. Car is like a symbol of progress in your life.
Yeah.
And the whole family is involved in buying the car. Your wife will decide the color of the car. Your kid will decide whether there should be a sunroof or not. Your mother will decide on which day the car will come home.
Went to meet a friend in Gurgaon, Orchid Island, and was so excited to see ParkPlus logo outside. Great scale, Amit, I've seen this. But tell me, when you started, right, while you'd seen three businesses growing fast and you had one entrepreneurship stint already, but the scale of operation was very different this time. So what was the playbook you decided to adopt, Amit, at that point in time around org building? Because you were building multiple category, right? And there was a lot of darts that you wanted to throw and see which might work out, right? So what was the playbook that you wanted to build in terms of team to be able to achieve this business vision?
Got it. So I think when I started this business, this category didn't exist. Actually, there is no car app or supercar app across the globe. And so it is very hard to even visualize what things will work out. The basic theme was you pick up high frequency use cases, you start acquiring users around those high frequency use cases, and then you gradually add low frequency but high AOV use cases. So because there is no global playbook to look at, and you are again, as you correctly pointed out, throwing darts and figuring out. In fact, the biggest problem for us was like once I raised capital in Series A on when I started, within 3 months there was COVID. So no car was actually going out. So suddenly you were thinking like, and people, everybody was talking at that time that everything would be work from home, etc. And you're like, would the people want the car or not? That kind of conversation started happening. So I think at that point of time, it was important to get a lot of people from your references, from your existing network, people who would have worked with you directly, indirectly, or people who have reported L2 or L3 level into you and who would love to work directly with you. Some people who would be happy to take that leap of faith.
Correct. So because they know you and they've seen you working. Correct.
And second part is, I think that was a 0-to-1 journey. So that point of time, you want people who can deal with ambiguity. Because you yourself don't have a playbook. You are going out in the market. You are talking to people. You are trying to figure out, अच्छा problem क्या है? क्या वो समझ पा रहा हूँ मैं? So मतलब किसी दिन आप उठोगे, वो कहेगा ये तो problem है. दूसरे दिन वो कहेगा, दूसरे और कहेगा ये तो problem है ही नहीं. Like for example, parking. Like a lot of people will tell you, हाँ यार problem है जब भी गाड़ी लेके निकलता हूँ. But a lot of other people will tell you कि नहीं मेरे तो driver है मुझे ज़रूरत ही नहीं.
And Amit, prioritizing that problem was also important because
yes.
there are बहुत सारे problems हो सकते हैं, like which problem to pick with the biggest ROI, right?
हाँ, yeah. So aim ये था कि get people who looks at 2-3 problem each and who focus on getting more insights from a consumer point of view, understand what is the exact pain point kind of a thing, help me stitch the use case clearly,
yeah.
and then once that is there, then go back and offer it back to the consumer itself. Like for example, access control as a business. Now, the boom barriers have existed even before Park Plus. But the problem was it never worked. And for a guy like me who had never touched hardware in his life, like if you would have asked me 4 years back, like Amit, would you be managing one of India's biggest hardware business? I would say no. There is just no
yeah,
way.
True.
So now somebody told us this is a regular problem. We picked it up. We solved it. We looked at day in, day out kind of a thing. Similarly, the car wash thing. You would hardly imagine like anybody doing this for you.
True.
And or anybody asking like every car gets cleaned whether right or wrong every morning. And but then suddenly people will come to you. Your team members will come to you and saying, Amit, log keh rahe hain, what we started doing in COVID was fumigation. Like wo car deep cleaning, fumigation, and a lot of cleaners have at that point of time have moved back to their villages, etc. And people will come to us and say, "Yar, aap car clean karte ho kya?" To push back the team and say, "Yar, unko bolo advance mein paisa dena padega." People were happy to pay in advance. Then we said, "Acha, ek mahine ka nahi, 3 mahine ka dena padega." And people were happy to pay 3 month advances. So then we say, "Yar, ye to problem hai." If people are today happy to pay 3 month, 5 month in advance. तो मतलब इसका मतलब तो प्रॉब्लम एग्जिस्ट करती है. सो यू रिक्वायर्ड पीपल हु गो ऑन द ग्राउंड, गेट दोज इनसाइट्स, लाइक थिंग्स लाइक चलान. लाइक एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम समबडी फिगर्ड आउट कि अच्छा यार सब जगह कैमरास लग रहे हैं रोड पे, तो चलान अपने आप हो रहे हैं एंड पीपल डोंट इवन नो कि चलान है गाड़ी पे. So far, whatever most of the use cases we have built are not the standard car use cases.
Yeah.
Like for example, access control, chalans.
So you looked at a lot of your filters were more attitude related in terms of motivation, looking at problem.
And people who don't get frustrated very quickly, and people who are happy to deal with ambiguity, people who are happy to go deep and just trying to understand, feel, etc.
But Amit, I remember because early days, na, I have done a lot of shadow calls. I aapke saath bahut sare calls mein aati thi and I wanted to look at ki aap kya dekhte ho, right? For me to be able to evangelize what you look at somebody. But you would go pretty deep in function also. You would say if somebody says, oh, I worked in a plant, and you would go into which plant mein what, where, what did you eventually do. So I think you, while you had your behavioral trait checklist, you also looked at ki agar isne bola isne ye kiya to usne depth mein kiya na nahi. One would love to understand, when you interview people, right? When you interview people for, what is this framework that you refer to?
See, the framework is like from specifically the point that you raised. See, the going deep is important to build a great, amazing product and amazing consumer experience. Like, I'll give you another example. Like, we all have used valet services everywhere. You go to 5 stars, you give your keys to someone, then you go inside, then when you come back, and then you wait for 5, 10, 15 minutes for the guys to get your keys back. And one amazing insight has been that nobody likes standing at the exit for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Like for example, today it is raining in Gurgaon. If you have even a valet, you are probably standing out with some water being...
Yeah.
So now imagine, can I sitting here, can I say get my car?
Yes.
The car comes in and then you go out. We this is an amazing experience, yes, from a consumer point of view. So people who are happy to go deeper, only if you go deep, then you can build an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, toh, matlab, wo kick nahi hai. And unfortunately or fortunately, you, like when you are now at this stage, when people are like cross 25, 30 years of age, etc. It is very hard to remodulate people. So you want to see कि यार इस बंदे में ये natural inclination है कि नहीं, क्या ये depth में जाके problem solve करता है कि नहीं करता, क्या समझने की भी कोशिश करता है कि नहीं करता, फिर क्या ये, तो one is how deep he goes in his own work, and the second part is a problem figure out हो गई है, now how deep he tries to force his team or his superiors to get that problem solved. One way is अच्छा problem तो figure out कर लिया, but फिर मैंने mail तो कर दी थी.
But Amit, now that the team has become big, and you used to do this very dogmatically when you were building the team, now it's 700 plus, you have layers on. How do you ensure that same amount of rigor is happening? Because I'm assuming you're not meeting everyone. Aap sabse to nahi mil sakte ho.
Ha, shuru mein, I think for the first 100 people, I think I would have met nearly everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Matlab, I think our success rate was close to about, I think, 15-20%.
Yeah, correct.
A lot of people I would say no to, and a lot of people would say no to us as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
But today what happens is, see, this is now not the 0-1 phase. This is like the 1-10
correct,
phase.
Correct.
So what happens is today you require people with a lot more discipline.
Mm.
So now I have two type of businesses. One type of business is where the PMF is already there. There is already some level of traction. It is working well. That's where you require discipline and rigor, which means, अगर 10 बजे कॉल है तो 10 बजे बंदा जाता है कि नहीं जाता है, मीटिंग करता है कि नहीं करता है, क्लोजर करता है कि नहीं करता, स्टैंडर्ड सॉल्यूशन है, बस यू हैव टू गो इंप्लीमेंट गो डिप्लॉय. सो वो प्रोसेस ओरिएंटेडनेस है, डॉगेडनेस है कि ऐसे करना है, ऐसे करना है, ऐसे करना है, ऐसे करना है. हाउ डिसिप्लिन दैट गाय इज, दैट इज द 1-10 फेज. सो दैट गाय, हायरिंग दैट गाय इज वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द गाय इन द 0-1 फेज. बिकॉज एज आई सेड अर्लियर, 0-1 फेज वुड मीन कि क्यूरियोसिटी, एम्बिग्यूटी हैंडलिंग एटसेट्रा, फिगरिंग आउट एन आंसर. मेरे को 1-10 में आंसर फिगरिंग आउट नहीं चाहिए, आंसर फिगर्ड आउट है. तो दीज आर टू डिफरेंट सेट ऑफ पीपल.
फेयर. गॉट इट. एंड आई थिंक यू हैव क्रिएटेड एन वंडरफुल इंजन, एंड दिस इज फॉर द व्यूअर्स रेफरेंस, व्हेन यू टेक दिस हाई पोटेंशियल्स एज योर चीफ ऑफ स्टाफ, एंड यू से वेरी क्लियरली कि 6-12 महीने से ज्यादा तो करना ही नहीं है. You should figure out a role for yourself, right? So it has, I think, wonderfully worked for you. Do you want to tell us a bit more about this module that you've created?
So I think one of the things that have worked for us, getting younger people, relatively younger people with about 4-8 years kind of an experience, and take them in the founder's office team.
Yeah.
Where there is one chief of staff, but there are 3-4 guys reporting into him kind of a thing. Mm. So now this guy works with me directly, managing roughly all the businesses. For that 6 months, he's exposed completely to the whole log. He now starts understanding how does the product work. He starts understanding how does the operations work, how does the finance work, how does everything works, and more importantly, tracking everything. Now you are disciplined because this business, I have to set, I have to get these things done, which means you have to learn coordination also. So sometimes you have to throw your ego out of the box.
Yes.
मिलना भी पड़ेगा, सॉल्व भी करना पड़ेगा, चार लोगों को साथ में बिठाना भी पड़ेगा, आंसर भी चाहिए, मूव फॉरवर्ड करना, मतलब गेटिंग पीपल. हिज रोल इज एक्चुअली टू गेट इन पीपल टुगेदर, एंड पीपल वर फार मोर सीनियर टू हिम. लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल, आई वुड हैव पीपल विद आर 12 टू 15 इयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस. नाउ दे ऑब्वियसली वुड से, अरे ये 4 साल का एक्सपीरियंस का बंदा हमें क्यों बोल रहा है. But gradually they start understanding. And what has worked for me is now this guy starts understanding how to run the business, how to understand people, how to get people together. And he starts understanding how do I want to build the business. So aim is very clear, 6-8 months, and then you move into a different role.
Yeah.
Similarly, like there are people under him. Now there are 4-5 people under him. Now the idea is these 4-5 people should be able to move into one of the business lines as L2s of that respective business or that respective function. So idea is to create this like
so
a factory.
Training factory within.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Amit, tell me one thing. There is a bit of, at least, you know, I talk to a lot of people, there is a bit of romanticism involved when somebody hasn't been part of startup ecosystem. So many a time people want to come to startup for a lot of not so good reasons, right? Having built a team, you've been part of very successful 3 operating journey. In your mind, if somebody has to do really well in early stage ecosystem and then cross over to growth also, what do they need to possess?
I think multiple things. See, understand that first of all, overall it's a journey. Matlab, there is no point getting fascinated like startup ka part hona hai. But because finally you have limited years of working.
True.
Like you would, every year, every 2 years in your life would count kind of a thing. So first of all, figuring out the right place to join. Matlab, main join kyun kar raha hun? Like I have heard people saying, yaar, karna to startup join hai, par mereko utni salary to milni chahiye. Now, like, ये मुझे कभी भी नहीं समझ आता मतलब आप लर्निंग मतलब या तो आप कह रहे हो कि मैं लर्न करना चाहता हूँ तो या फिर आप कह रहे हो कि मेरी मिनिमम उतनी तो मेरी पिछली सैलरी मैच करो तो दोनों कैसे होगा
भाई
फिर पिछली सैलरी से खुश रहो ना मतलब लाइक सो वन ऑब्वियसली इज जॉइनिंग द राइट टीम राइट कंपनी तो यू शुड डू अ रिसर्च ऑन द गाय हु इज गोइंग टू बी योर बॉस यू शुड डू अ रिसर्च ऑन पीपल ऑन द कंपनी दैट यू आर जॉइनिंग यू शुड लुक एट द ट्रेजेक्ट्री ऑफ दैट कंपनी How is it going up? You should look at, अच्छा मेरे को रोल क्या है और ये आगे कैसे इवॉल्व होगा एंड यू शुड लुक एट द सक्सेस एग्जांपल्स इन दैट कंपनी क्या मेरे को जो बोला गया है क्या ये कंपनी में और लोगों के साथ भी हुआ है एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा एंड मोर इम्पोर्टेंटली यू शुडंट शाई अवे फ्रॉम द वर्क सी स्टार्टअप डजंट मीन मतलब अगर वो फिर 9 to 6 होता ना मतलब लाइक आइदर यू कैन बिल्ड एन IBM और यू कैन बिल्ड एन Uber मतलब ये नहीं हो सकता ना कि IBM थॉट प्रोसेस से Uber बनेगा और Uber के थॉट बोथ आर रिस्पेक्टेबल कंपनीज Both are doing amazingly well, but you have to figure out ki bhai mereko kahan jana hai, meri kick kis mein.
Amit, I have a couple of rapid fires for you. Simply put, what's your management style?
I think being fairly direct to people,
okay.
Clearly telling the expectations, clearly setting expectations, then following up, giving a lot of freedom to execute, delegate a lot of stuff, but keep a control in terms of tracking, monitoring, and figuring out things are going right, things are not going right. If you are doing things right, keep getting more leeway.
Got it.
Automatically, you'll get more leeway. They'll
have to earn that trust.
You'll have to earn.
Got it. When will you decide to let go of a person, if not for business reasons?
Okay. So I think one thing is in terms of scale. The transitioning between 0 to 1, 1 to 10 is very different.
Correct.
As I said, handling ambiguity is very different from discipline. So if one problem which I have seen continuously and which I have seen in some of my team members also, people who did very well at 0 to 1 weren't able to do at 1 to 10. Because then you are not only responsible for what you are doing, but you have a team under you. Now you can't say, meri team ne deliver nahi kiya. So some of those reasons that would happen. Sometimes what also happens is the financial integrity issues that you see thing. So see again as a leader you have to understand that you are responsible for your team behavior if you tomorrow say mujhe to pata hi nahi tha ki 4 din se meeting karne nahi gaya so then it speaks something about your process your leadership style etc etc and if I am discovering that first then what you are discovering despite being closer to the business to fir wo problem hai.
Correct got it Amit some learnings some mistakes that you have made you think around culture team building that you if anybody any entrepreneur is building for the first time starting right what would be your suggestion so that they can ensure they don't repeat it
so I think one thing which I made a mistake early on is not getting a good TA head in the beginning itself
isko edit nahi karna is part ko ha I don't want this part to be edited okay but
so I think expecting ki acha aapne आपका एक सर्टन लेवल ऑफ बैकग्राउंड है सर्टन लेवल ऑफ ऑपरेशन एग्जीक्यूशन है सर्टन मार्केट वीसीज आपकी कैप टेबल पे है आपने डिसेंट पैसा रेज किया है प्रॉब्लम ऑब्वियस है यू वुड लव टू बिलीव कि इट्स अ इजीयर स्टोरी टू सेल नहीं होता है सो यू रिक्वायर समबडी हु इज गुड काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग एंड टीए एस्पेशली एट अ टीए हेड इन अ स्टार्टअप लाइक बहुत हार्ड टू लर्न है व्हाइल समबडी वुड लर्न इनटू दिस इन 12 18 मंथ्स बट दोस 12 18 मंथ्स फॉर यू आर गॉन
करेक्ट
So I think getting a right TA head
at the very start,
I think it is fairly important. Yeah. That's the first thing. Second is also like from a culture point of view, setting right expectations from the beginning.
One, yeah.
So for a large time, Park Plus was a 6-day work.
Yeah, I remember.
Now we have moved into alternate 5 days, etc. Now things are far more relaxed as compared to where it was. But setting up the right expectations from beginning, like for example, we were always a work from office company.
Yes.
We were never a work from home company.
Even I think during COVID, Amit, you guys did a lot of vaccination drives and all, and people would come to office, I remember.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So we were very clear. See, work from home, work from office would work from depending on the type of the company.
Mm.
If you are a company where processes are mature, people already know each other, people already know what to deliver, etc. Everything is fairly defined and a significantly product organization. Then work from home would
make sense.
But for a company like us, which was new, which was still trying to figure out what is going to be the PMF, what are going to be the use cases and significant offline operations, company like us could never work. And like, for example, some of that time, like, for example, you mentioned about vaccination drives, like that was the first time the vaccination drives happened globally in car. Like in Gurgaon, we vaccinated close to about 30,000 people in like when nobody was even ready to get out of their homes. So like, probably for the first time I saw seen in Gurgaon that people are happy to wait in their car for 4 hours in a line and without without cribbing kind of a thing.
True.
So making sure that you keep figuring out use cases, keep engaging, keep communicating properly to your team in terms of expectation. Matlab, not every culture is right for everyone.
True. No, but you attract, because if you're clear about what you can bring on the table, then you're also attracting the right kind of people, right? But yes, otherwise, I think we see a lot of reactions. You know, we've had news of work from anywhere, and now companies going back to...
Things like, for example, we were not necessarily the best paymasters.
Hmm.
So I have never believed in like 50% hikes, 70% hikes that we have seen being offered kind of a thing. And on the other side, I also never believed in firing people.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we had first wave, we have second wave, we have third wave, we have funding winter. We have heard enough companies, enough startups firing like 20% of the team, 50% of their team, 70% of the team. There have been no firing wave happening in Park Plus in over 3.5 years. This is despite the fact we were trying to figure out use cases.
True.
We are trying to figure out PMF, etc. Because I was very clear that we are not going to randomly hire, we are not going to randomly fire.
Yes, I remember on that, now that you've taken this up, Amit, 2 years, almost 2 years back during COVID, right? I remember asking you, PMF has hit because of COVID coming. What is your plan? I was in, you know, intrigued to understand how you're thinking. And I remember you said something very profound. You said, Rupali, maine ek bhi banda aise hire nahi kiya hai who I don't need in the next 6 months or 12 months. So COVID stays for 3 months or 4 months or 5 months, doesn't change my plan. How did you get that clarity? Because you're still figuring that out, right? Because we see this news of companies over hiring in huge numbers, laying off, right? And even when you didn't have a product market fit, a big one, you were very clear that every person that were there in your team were needed for some piece of the problem.
Yeah, so thoda sa na, we are a bit of a new world company and we are a bit of an old world company. Where are we, new world company? We are new world in terms of hunger, we are new world in terms of ambition, in terms of bringing delightful consumer experience, building a good brand, building a good use cases, etc. We are new world that way. But we are a bit of old world also.
Yeah.
Where are we old world? In terms of, for example, being revenue focused.
Yes.
So we never give, like, for example, anything for free in the market. Like a traditional internet company, you never think of anything free. Similarly, so which means my team now knows how to collect revenue, etc. That is the first thing. The second thing where we are old world is firing people. Matlab, kyun fire karna hai?
Correct.
Matlab, hire maine kiya hai, unless market scenario bahut drastically change hota hai, or for a significant time, why should I fire people?
But you're more thoughtful around hiring also, no? You're not over hiring, you're thinking through. No, this is amazing. Amit, you know I have been a very early adopter of Park Plus, right? I am also a very candid feedback giver. I have used all of it. And, you know, and I sometimes take this this relationship with a lot of, you know, entitlement, you know, so thank you so much for taking all the feedback of me as a user. And yes, making ICICI Bank go live on FASTag overnight when I requested you to do so. Understanding your journey has been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing and wishing Park Plus amazing success.
Thank you, Rupali. You've been part here. Like, I think my first set of hirings, I told you, like, I made a mistake around not getting a TSE Nirka earlier. And that time, you literally helped me with tons of CVs, tons of first round of interviews. I think that was a lot of help that you guys did.
No, thank you. That's what I think the team was built, and we learned a lot, I think, from you. You know, a lot of, you know, I've grown in the ecosystem learning from founders like you. So thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I'm sure a lot of founders can learn from this journey of how to org build, because there is a lot of tutorials around how to raise fund, how to build a product, how to build a business, right? But there is not much around how to build the right team, and which is so significantly important when you're starting up a business. So thank you for sharing your journey. If you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed hosting Amit, we'd love to hear back. If you want us to host some specific founder, or you want us to talk on a certain topic, do reach out to us, and we'd love to see what we can do. Thank you so much. Thank you, Amit.